Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo, yo, yo.
We also got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
And the Adidas boy is here, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
Oh, guys, we are back at it again. Now, I know we're going to talk about this a little bit, but I think we talked about it two podcasts ago that we were going to do a new format to the show. We were going to go every 2 weeks, but we decided to give you one more, and then we'll go 2 weeks. Does that sound good to everyone?
Yeah, the whole reason for doing that is because we got a little something happening next week, where the day that we usually record, so we decided to bump up the episode and then start fresh from there in terms of scheduling, so you guys don't keep wondering when the next episode's going to be dropping.
Exactly, and we'll talk about that event coming up in a few minutes, but before we get into it, let's do what we always do. What did we wear today? Chlo, what'd you wear today?
Today I wore a pair of infrared V1 Ultra Boost. Boost V1s.
Very nice.
I wasn't trying to grab those this morning, but I was in a rush. All those boxes look the same. And
V1s. What color were you trying to get?
Sorry? Close life.
What color were you trying to get?
I was trying to get OG. Colorway to go with my fit. And then I just grabbed it, opened it. I'm like, screw it. I don't got no time. Slammed them on, went out. And it did not go with my fit at all, but it was
like this'll do.
It'll do. That's I want to snap a pic today, but it was swamped.
You'll have many more days, my friend.
I'll try to snap one later on.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, what did you wear on feet today?
I had the Yeezy V2, the black and off-white pair.
Nice. Black and off-white?
Oreo? Yeah.
The Oreos. Nice.
I'm on my Yeezy Steez.
Are you?
I like that.
Seems to be.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with it. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
My babies came back home.
Oh, I think I know what we're talking about here. I think I saw something on Instagram about this.
So if you guys remember a couple months ago, I traded a pair of EQT Support OG Boost for a Torsion Integral Sneaker Freaker. And I convinced my boy to give them back to me.
I guess this versus is the conversation.
No. I was like, okay, because this whole like EQT thing this week, the marketing and everything like got me so freaking hype again. And I was like, shit, I can't believe I traded those. And at some point I sat in my room late at night and I grabbed a pair of sneaker freakers and I was like, shit. That was it was a good trade, but then I won the shoe back, and like it has like a special, like it's the dopest outlet pickup in the world, I find. And so I messaged my boy. I was like, yo bro, like listen, I know you don't wear them that much, like you don't work for Adidas anymore, you don't really care about sneakers that much anymore. What about I give you two pairs plus a jacket?
Okay.
Wow.
And he's like, he was dying to get one of my like bomber jackets. So I gave it to him, and I gave him like a pair of samples at X8000 I had.
All right.
800, and a pair of AQTs I didn't wear in forever. And he's like, "Yo, you can have them back." I'm like, "Oh shit."
He didn't hesitate.
They were waiting for me today at the shop.
No, that's fair trade.
So I was wearing today in the slush my pro model Gore-Tex boots, and
did you end up doubling them up?
Yes.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, man. $40.
Yeah.
Oh, they were still 40?
They were like $50 off of their sale price.
Nice.
And it was the same guy at the outlet.
Oh, you were
like,
all the way up
north.
You
were the guy with the Yeezys. Huh? Like, yeah.
Did you educate him?
No.
Again?
Didn't. Yeah. He's like, $40 for a Gore-Tex boot. It's nothing. I'm like, yeah, I know it's nothing.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Were you wearing your Gore-Tex boots when you bought the Gore-Tex boots?
No, I was wearing Yeezys again. So the guy was like, how many Yeezys you have?
Enough.
So today I'm wearing my Ultra EQT Support, the OG colorway. So happy to have them back.
I love that colorway.
Yes, it's magic.
I love that green.
Sweet. You got those and you got your sneaker freakers.
Yeah, that's it. Win-win.
Win-win.
Peace. But and I'm getting down to the sweet spot.
And you're
I'm
down a bomber jacket.
I'm imagining your boy like listening to every episode where you're like, oh, I regret giving them up. I regret giving them up. And he's like, motherfucker, why'd you give them to me? Now you make me feel like shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's funny. That's super funny.
What about you, Mike?
I went GR today and just wore a pair of Adidas ZX Flux.
Nice. Which ones?
The white with the like little black smoke on them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. So I wore those at work today and it was nice. Whatever. It was cool.
It was not. You posted a picture today, though, right?
I did. It was. I posted a picture today of a Jordan 6 low infrared
that you didn't wear today.
No. Yeah, that wasn't my shoe. It was my buddy. He was my model. So that was okay.
Mike is banking pictures.
Yeah. So what's going on right now is that during the holidays, Mike got his camera and he started taking shots and stuff, and now Alex has joined the fold. He's gotten himself a camera as well,
and a beast of a camera.
Beast, like I don't, like it's a monster. And he's been practicing and taking shots. And I think if you guys check out his feed now, it's like you notice there's some shots out there. That, like
there's a new face.
He destroyed the EQT boost shot.
This thing got reposted like 7-8 times.
Nice. Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I was super happy.
That's awesome.
Follower rate went up.
Did it?
Overnight, y'all.
Gotta love that.
You were featured everywhere, bro.
Yo, it's crazy, eh? Yeah, and everyone like was sending me screenshots. I was like, shit, you're
shit.
And I was like,
That's sick.
Nice feeling.
This week was a big win.
It was a big win. A lot's gone down in the world of sneakers in a week. So maybe we could talk about it. The NMD event, or not event, the NMD release of the OG colorway in the Prime Knit. How did that go? Wow.
Meh.
So was it like a hype release?
It was
super hype.
It was for me as a manager, it was not as much work as the other release.
Like an easy release or something like that?
Yeah, because like comme on dit en français, la machine est huilée. C'est genre, so like we don't have to...
You're a well-oiled machine.
That's it. So we know the deal. Like we're coming in the morning... We see the people lining up. We say hi. Security comes in, open the cash, get the staff ready, filter one by one. Then we sold out, then peace, then the day goes on. So I come in the morning. My security guards are like across the street just waiting for me. And they're like, oh, there's about 40 people. I'm like, okay. Driving to work, park. And then I get to the meeting spot and I see across the street hundreds of people.
Oh,
disorganized. Like...
No
there's,
line,
there's
nothing.
Just tons of people. There's a line, but there's also like tons of people just like walking and like circling around the store. I'm like, what is going on? So one of the security guards, he's like, he points me to a guy and he goes, see, this is your guy. He has a list. And I'm like, oh, I don't think that's him that's handling the list. He's like, no, see, he has a pad. So I see the guy's holding like a pad with papers. So we see the line, and in my head I'm like, poor you guys, because we know what's gonna happen. The guys with the list are gonna come and they're gonna be like, sorry, we're first in lines, 67 of y'all get back because we are the first in line. And there were like hundreds of people, like below like 200s, but more than 100.
Okay. Wow, maybe we can explain to the people that when it's first come first serve, most of the time, or like for what I know, 100% of the time, stores do not get involved with anything that goes on outside the store.
That's right.
So lineups, campouts have nothing to do with store. Like not the responsibility of the store.
Exactly. Yeah. For security purposes, and just because we don't ask people, like the shoe drops, so we're expecting people to wait for it, but we don't physically ask the people to come and wait for that long, you know,
for a couple of days.
So it's like extremely cold in Montreal this week. People decided to line up, well, quote unquote line up, for a couple of days. So people have been running their lineup lists. So apparently what happened is those things kind of work, like you have to come on and off, you have to come show face, just say like, hey, I'm still waiting, whatever. And you have to come back, wait a few hours, you can go back, do your own thing, whatever. At some point, apparently, there was like no one in front of the store. that was probably like Thursday. So a brilliant guy said, "Oh, no one's here. Let me start a list." But there was already a list running.
So wait, when did the first list start?
Tuesday?
To Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. I don't know.
Shoe launches Saturday.
Yeah.
First list gets created on Tuesday.
Or Wednesday morning, something whatever. Like that.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, someone comes in.
I witnessed the list.
Yeah.
I witnessed the guys handling the list on Wednesday.
Okay.
But they were like far from the store and I didn't want to just getting a coffee, you know. So what happens Saturday morning, all of those disorganized people, they go to the front of the line and they go, "Hey, sorry, you're not first in line. There's a list." And another guy goes, "Sorry, you're not first in line. There's a list." So both guys, they look at each other and they go, "Wait, I have the list." "No, I have the list." And then the people in line that have been legitimately waiting overnight are like, "Yo, we've been waiting in the fucking cold since like..."
With no list, but just
with no list, but last night.
Straight up waiting... Proper. Yeah.
Like some of my clients, they've sent me messages. They're like, "Oh, we were like 47th on the list, but we said fuck it." And they refused to sign for the lineup. And they just said, like, "We'll just wait and see what happens."
Yeah.
And so what happened is like, people started to argue, whatever, because I'm assuming people that were signed up to the list were like, "Yo, where's my spot?" You know? And people wouldn't move. So at some point, police came. Because like they heard like some ruckus or maybe someone called the police. I don't know. 5 cars showed up. 10 police came out. And then you can kind of figure what happened. So
what happened? Did they disperse the line?
No, they...
I saw a video of someone getting handcuffed.
Yeah, someone got handcuffed. But I don't know. I don't want to assume what it's for, whatever. But it's like probably because they committed something or they maybe spoke too loud to the police.
Yeah. People get frustrated. Yeah.
So what happened is like everyone had to like swallow it up and just quietly take a spot in the line. So what happened is tons of the first people that were actually waiting got their pairs.
The people that
like number 47?
Yeah. Nice. The people that waited for real. Like, so I'm not saying that they didn't wait for real, but the people that were like first physically in lines the day before the release, they got their pairs.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. So it took us like a little bit to filter the line one by one. I have to say when the police showed up, my heart started beating a bit fast because like I know what happened to Bape and like in other places and markets. And like they had to shut down the store, security. Like it's tons of stuff as a manager you don't want to worry about.
You just want to get rid of the shoes.
You just want to get rid of the shoes because, you know, like you don't know who's coming in your store, what intentions they have.
Mm-hmm.
And for my staff, for my job, like you want to play fair, you want to be like, you know, you want everything to run smooth. So I'm glad everything kind of went well, but
so the two lists went to the back of the line.
I don't know what happened outside in all seriousness.
Okay.
But I know there was tons of disagreement and the people were coming in. They were like, "Yo, it's bullshit." Like not telling me it's bullshit, saying like what happened outside is bullshit. And I'm like, well, you guys are like getting a good taste of your own medicine, you know?
True.
Because they're
making arbitrary rules.
Yeah, so if someone's like making a rule to create something, well, what if someone else does it, you know? And at the same time, it kind of sucks when you think about it because like, yes, we don't take any actions for it, but it kind of sucks that those people control my inventory, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about this list. I remember back in the day, I would just show up. I'd recognize the pair of shoes that are in front of me and be like, "Okay, I'm behind this guy with these shoes." And that was it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, So Montreal
it's either,
is
like, it's either you. It's either you wait and people say it's nonsense to wait 4 days.
Yeah.
Or it's either we do a raffle and then people fucking like cry their lives that they're never lucky. Yeah. You know, so no one's happy ever. So, you know, like, let's find the sweet balance somewhere, somehow. I don't know.
Well, the thing, I think Montreal is like a different beast in terms of how we camp out and stuff. And it used to be where Montreal's kind of snobby, kind of snooty. And It's like lining up's not a cool thing to do, so let's line up, but at the last minute. So like 3-4 day campouts didn't happen. Like the first time that I heard of it happening was like for the first Yeezys, like the Nike Yeezys, like back in the day. Okay. And but then since then, it's been always like 1 day, 2 day max, you know. This 4 day thing didn't happen, especially not in winter. It'd be like a 24 hour camp at the most, and you would stay in the line. You'd stay and you'd possibly leave like for 30 minutes, an hour to go get food, you know,
or to go warm up in the car, yeah. Defrost.
And or yeah, go back. if you're going to be away from like in front of the store for more than an hour, you had to have someone come in and hold your place for you.
Yeah.
And everyone in the line agreed to those terms and everything. But this whole new 4 day camp where you're allowed to go to work, come back, you're allowed to go sleep somewhere because I don't see people sleeping in the streets. And then they show up the morning of because they wrote a list themselves. That's like a new thing that I don't like.
Meh.
Like, yeah. I'm yeah, glad I'm not involved.
Yeah, but I, like, yeah. You know, like, that's a good twist to it, you know, and it kind of works because, like, no one wants to do something about the system, about their system. So it works, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're playing within the rules, yeah, so no one can say anything. You know, yeah,
and they are more than one true guy, so yeah, they're bigger than the rest, you know.
I get
so
you.
It their thing works, and it's like it is
they crack the system in a certain way.
They're figuring it out, they're adjusting,
yeah.
And
in a way they make their own rules.
They
run the streets the way they want it, and it's like, but that's why I don't do anything about it, because like in the end it's the streets, you know, like I don't have anything to do about it. As long that's what I kept telling all of the guys that were like kind of like complaining about what happened outside. I was like, yo, if people were civilized a bit, none of this would happen, you know. Like, I don't know, if it was fair, OG, like I'm not the one to say like the real shit versus the non-real shit.
Gotcha.
But if it was the real shit,
yeah,
and people were legitimately waiting in front of the store, no problems. But I understand, dude, you can't like wait 4 days in front of a store in the cold in the winter in Montreal.
I did 4 hours. And it was cold.
Yeah.
You guys remember?
Freaking cold, man.
Royals?
Yeah.
Ooh, I lined up Royals. I think the store opened at 10, if I'm not mistaken. And I showed up 3 to 4 hours before. I was in a good position. I went with my friend. And it was cool. I knew some people in front, knew some people in back. We chatted with the people in front and back, whatever. It was really, really dope. And I would ask them, is it okay if me and my friend would just start the car, go warm up, come back, but at least one of us would be in line the whole time. And it was gravy.
Yeah, what I used to do for that is I'd be like, so there's tons of people in the lineup, and I'm like, oh, it's cold. And I'm like, I'm gonna go in my car, and I know that the guys that are like in front of me or behind me don't have a car. I'll say, you guys can all come in my car, and we'll all sit in the warmth for a little bit.
And go back out.
And then we'll come back out. And everyone's down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as everyone understands. But like, whatever.
As long as they're not your size.
Like this whole camp out talk about the camp out and everything, I just want to stop talking about it. Because it's
frustrating.
It gets frustrating. It's
well, I've it is had what good it is. Experiences, except for that one time where I lined up and got no shoes.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
No, but this new style of lining up is... I'm just glad I don't have to line up. Like, I don't have it in me anymore. Like, it's really...
You're just over it.
I'm old. Like, I'm so happy when it's raffles. Because I'll put in that much effort, but past that, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Or you'll hunt, you know? Like,
I'll hunt later, yeah.
Or
yeah,
we'll try and get some super internet...
Super internet. Yeah. Double click. Yeah. Get a good crew. Yeah.
I like open that. Open a lot of tabs.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
A lot of tabs?
A lot of logins.
But other than all the drama, Alex, Everyone was happy who got their pairs.
Yes.
Oh, Alex, did you end up getting a pair?
Nope. Hmm. And I was...
You were debating it.
Nope. No.
No?
No. Especially the morning of the lunch. Exactly the same thing as a Bape. It like took over my mind.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not happy 100% about what's going on outside. And it just confirmed everything that I had in mind regarding the shoe and the price tag, whatever. Because like, yes, I work for Adidas, but like we don't get discounts on this type of stuff. So
the Bape was doable, dude.
It was, but like I didn't like the morning of Bape, like whatever, like with the whole like work that it was behind the release, and all I was that. Just like, fuck it, man. And I'm glad that I didn't take the shoe because...
You got tons of other shoes coming.
Yes, yo, there's like something so hot that I'm excited to get. And it's called the EQT Boost Future.
Oh,
yeah. So what? Why don't we talk about the event next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
So big release party. It's going to be going down at my store Wednesday. Super excited about this. As an Adidas employee, I've dreamed my whole career about organizing an event geared for AQT. And this is like when marketing told me about this, I was like, wait, I had to read the email twice. I was like, no way.
Sick.
Yeah. So like everything aligns now. Like things have been super cool. I'm excited to show the showcase to Montreal, the new collection. The event is going down as well in Toronto and Vancouver. Sorry. Also, I heard that like Livestock and maybe some Foot Lockers are doing events on their own.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. So for the Adidas side, it's going to be like a really cool experience for us. We're going to be receiving our VIP customer base as well as some influencers, sneakerheads, and we'll have a good time, get some drinks, eat some like nice finger food.
Some fancy stuff.
You know, look at some Cheetos. Fancy stuff. Maybe
deep fried Cheetos.
There's like tons of surprises. It's going to be all AQT themed. Super excited. There's like tons of surprises. I'm really, really hyped for that.
What shoes are you going to wear, Alex?
I don't know.
I'm debating.
I don't know. It's either like I break out a really funky color or like a classic.
Right. Like an EQT you're going to do.
Of course.
No, you can do an Adidas. It
I'm expecting.
Matter.
I'm expecting the invitees to rock AQTs.
Guys, if you're listening, don't wear anything but Adidas.
Yo, like, please, some... please, yo.
Yeah, if you're going,
yo,
don't disrespect the brand.
I know you gotta be yourself, but for this, please. Try to put on some stripes.
It's a brand. It's a brand event.
It's a courtesy thing. Yo, it's a respect please. Thing.
No yeah, Air Max 95s.
Really?
No, I'll be wearing some EQTs.
Yeah, it will.
I think I found my pair this morning.
Dope stuff.
I stumbled nice. Across well,
a... I only have one pair.
So. Christopher Chu, what are you going to wear?
Yeah, probably an EQT. I forgot I had... There's like some shoes that I forget are part of the EQT line because they don't look like the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I
know.
Okay, I'm wearing good. One of those.
So the thing is, yeah, probably an EQT.
Like
yeah.
Maybe some fighting.
Possibility of my pair of Feig EQT, maybe, but I honestly it's gonna be a decision the day of.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
but I have an ideal of what I would wear because I know like this specific pair is. Gonna
well, you're
break
gonna be
next.
Front and center. People kind are gonna of. Be looking at you.
Yeah,
me.
It's hosted
gonna,
by your boy.
There you go. I'm gonna sink in the background, so it doesn't matter what I wear.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
excited.
This is gonna be fun.
Yay. So. Yeah, and I've been seeing their European launch because it happened like last week.
Yeah.
Right? So, and from the looks of what went down in Europe, wow. The lineup of sneakers.
I wish I could do like a quarter of what they did.
No, but I think but theirs were
I'll
like...
I'll try my best to like bring it to like this level because like they had... Pusha T, they had Mark Mark from Overkill, like doing like an AQT Expo in Berlin.
Yeah, I saw that wall.
They had displays, like, but no, I'm just talking
about
the lineup.
AQT game, yo,
just a lineup of sneakers
oh
that
God.
Are coming out.
Yeah,
oof,
insane.
Very good.
So, long story short, We are releasing a new model that we call the EQT Future. It's an EQT Advanced with a prime knit upper and a molded EQT Advanced Boost sole. So it's a full boost outsole.
A huge
molded boost and outsole. An advanced sole. Huge. Comfortable. Crazy. I remember like seeing pre-prod samples and they were nowhere near the quality of this execution. The prime knit is like so detailed. They're super comfortable. I love them. I'm excited to put my hands on them and
cool colorway.
Like, yeah, cool colorway.
Yeah, I'm really feeling the pink.
Did you guys watch the marketing campaign for it? Like the 4-minute video?
Oh my God. No, you didn't send me the link.
Yeah. That's on you.
Yo. The reason why they went from green to pink, the reason why they go from A to B, ecstasy, like, yo, like everything's crazy. So like I'm so happy everything turns out to become like a newer generation of AQT, but that kind of fits to the more modern era.
Can you tell me why they went to pink?
It's the opposite of the color wheel.
Oh.
Is it the negative?
You'll see. No, it's like if you see like the color wheel,
yeah,
you'll see it in the video. They just went like opposite.
Okay.
Cool.
It's to create a clash, and it's like, it just makes so much sense. And so we're releasing this, an advanced with a prime knit upper. We're going to be releasing also a ultra support with a prime knit upper as well. That could remind us of the King Push. We're having a couple styles of the support, but they call it the RF, though, the refined. So for me, that's like a big AQT support fan. It's like a really cool, just sleeker version of the shoe, amazingly well executed. There's some cool colors, there's like a nice white, all white with like black stripes, gray. There's a hot pink one, and some cool stuff for women alongside an amazingly well executed apparel line that I'm super excited to rock as well.
I like the ones with the pink, kind of faded pink outsole. Those are nice.
Those for women.
No, sexy. Just get one size down.
Right? You get an 11, you're good.
Yeah.
They're sexy.
Is there going to be some pink clothes to go with the pink shoes?
There's like a pink-ish shirt, but it's not pink.
It's like black and white.
It's weird. But it's like, it has like a tone of pink in the back. But it doesn't look like you're wearing a pink shirt. That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
It matches the shoes.
Yes, somehow.
All the EQT stuff, yeah. It's cool.
Yo, but there's like some cool stuff.
Black and white.
Gangster stuff. Parka. That's like emerald green. There's a nice baseball hat. There's going to be bags and stuff like that.
Any 5-panels?
No. Oh. You'll get on the baseball hat.
I don't know, man.
Whatever.
I will get on the baseball hat.
Like anyway, super excited. Hopefully. I know we're going to have some of our listeners over there. Tons of our listeners have already RSVP'd, so like... It's kind of cool.
I'm stoked.
Can you tell the people what the weird twist about the event is going to be, like the timing of it?
It's going to be... So if you guys heard about the NMD release that we did in March, so people are invited to come late during the evening on Wednesday. And at the count of midnight, so the 26th, aka the world release, people are going to be able to pick... from the assortment of new AQT products that are coming out on the 26th. So it's kind of a like first chance to purchase.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Caches are open.
Yeah, caches are open on midnight. So I hope you're not too drunk so that you can like swipe your card and go home
multiple
safe.
Times.
Yeah. So that's cool. Really excited because I hope I know there's going to be like a really popular style, but I hope like people are going to learn and be willing to learn more about like what's coming out. Like for me, it's just a dream come true, man. Like finally the EQT range is getting like the proper love. So
you called it, man.
I was right.
Yeah.
Super sick. I was right.
You got lucky, man.
ADV.
No. Yeah. There might be also some of my pairs exposed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. For a little
Do you need any of my pairs, man?
What do you have?
I don't got nothing.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing.
That's awesome. Can I get your guys' take on the new Pure Boost? Can we talk about that a little bit?
I like it.
I love it.
I hear it's being sold as a sneaker and not a performance.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I think price is a bit high. I think it's going to be in the 200 range.
Oh, yeah?
As much as an Ultra Boost.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah,
Ultra Boost. When is the shoe coming out?
210?
I think it came out today in the States, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like
It's nice.
It's good. It's nice. It's sleeker.
When I look at it, I see Ultra Boost and Shadow put together. That's what I get from the new Pure Boost.
It's really...
What's Shadow?
The tubular Shadow.
The new tubular Shadow knit.
Oh, sorry.
Kind of makes sense. Just I know the, one of our follower, Brooke, she got a pair.
Shout out to Pure Brooke.
Boost? Yeah.
Nice.
She's sending me messages today. She got a pair.
Sick. Cool.
Yeah. Is there a lot of colorways?
I think for today, no. I think there was just like maybe black, in the States, but I think there was like
white, a black and white,
white, yeah.
Grayish.
Black and
white-ish, grayish.
Yeah.
Looking really cool. I think it's going to be in like a new banger silhouette. They just got to put it like on the right people's feet in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, because there's a lot of Boost product. There's a lot of Boost product.
Yeah.
But it's, why is the Ultra Boost hotter than this one? The Energy Boost, why is it hotter than the Pure Boost ZG, whatever?
Yeah.
You got to put it in the right feet, or maybe someone drops a dope collaboration. That should be good.
It's crazy, yo. Like, so the shoe that I'm wearing today was a newer, so like an introduction to the future. Last year, date for date.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Nice. The EQT Boost dropped the 25th of January a year ago. And they're dropping the new generation of EQTs now.
Yeah.
A year later.
This was planned a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes,
for sure.
I know. This is what's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Right,
like
now
Adidas is like all thinking about this, and this is why like I love marketing so much.
They're planning 2020 right now.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeezy for Prez, yo.
Yeah.
They're ahead by a century.
It's crazy.
We'll go with that.
Amazing.
Ultra Force Air Force One. Thoughts? Chris.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's like I'm not, like I said the last episode, like I'm discovering Air Force One now, and this one's nice because it's not as
bulky up top.
I guess so. I guess you could say that. It's more organic. Like not, it doesn't look like a shoe necessarily. It's like very curved and very, as more, and you can play with more materials, I guess, as well. Well, actually, you could do the same thing with the AF1 regular. Yeah. But the silhouette seems to be more on trend with what we're doing these days with sneakers.
A lot sleeker.
Yeah. And the sole seems, I don't know if it is, but it seems chunkier, which is weird to say that about an Air Force One because it's already chunky, but this one seems more chunky, more edges on the bottom. So I'm happy. Like guys, I know a lot of people got pairs sent to them just for like promotion and stuff, and every shot I've seen of them has been pretty cool.
They look pretty cool.
I like
the shots that I've seen have looked pretty cool. Our girl Cherry picked up a pair.
Yeah, she received the pair.
Shout out to Cherry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, shout out to Cherry. Yeah. How do you guys feel about the Air Jordan 13? Chloe, do you own a pair of 13s?
I got rid of all of my 13s.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's not one pair. Okay, hold up.
I owned two pairs.
Which ones?
The OG colorway.
What's the OG?
The
black and red?
With the black.
Like the He Got Game.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other pair that I owned was the Cherry, all white with the red
and gray.
Okay.
Heel.
Yeah.
And I had both of them and I never wore either of them.
Really?
Seriously?
So, yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
I've wanted them as a kid. I got them. They just sat there and I'm like, later, Flight Club.
Oh, really? Did they go quick?
Yeah. Yep.
13 nice. Is, ooh, I like that silhouette. One of my favorite silhouettes.
I like the altitude.
I find it looks like a couch.
Like with the leather.
Yeah.
Not with the regular...
The material?
Yeah.
With the 3M?
No, the leather.
No, yeah. The leather.
Yeah. I find it like looks like a couch.
No, it's... Just it's
like the tufting on it kind of deal?
It's like cat paws, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't regret getting rid of them at all.
No, I kept my... I have the Flint.
Yeah.
The Flint 13, but like the 2005 version.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my Ray Allens. Bam, bam.
Yeah, the Reallons are dope. I've always wanted the Flint.
Yeah.
But...
It's dope. The Flint pair for me is because I remember walking down the street and seeing them on the shelf. back when shit sat on shelves. Well, they're sitting on shelves.
2001?
No, it was like, I don't remember. This is a bit later than that. But I remember them seeing them on shelf. I was like, that is one beautiful shoe. And I was like, man, I gotta figure out something, and then like how to get them and everything. And then one day we were playing ball, and this crew of guys showed up, and we're all talking about back in the day, like, yo, how do you order your shit? I go, I get it off East Bay, man.
Yeah.
And this guy showed up, and he was playing in his Flint 13s. This is back when we would play in Jordans.
I find they only look good when you play in them, or if you're wearing shorts, but there's no way I'd be able to rock them.
Right now?
No. Right now.
No, remember, there's like...
Last week, the last episode, I was talking about the cherries?
Yeah.
Cherry 14s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open the box. Close the box.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm like, how am I supposed to wear these chunky things, man? Unless I'm playing ball in them.
Chunky monkey.
No, I gotta... I like the way the Jordans look on feet. I like how... Like, when I see someone walking with Jordans or sitting down and they're wearing Jordans... I like the way they look.
It depends how they wear their clothes.
I mean,
I don't have that Jordan tracksuit to go with them shoes anymore.
Well, it doesn't have to be tracksuits. It could be like, I've seen some dudes like wear some freaking ninja styles and they're rocking their Jordans, and there's something about black, red, and white that just...
It works.
Yeah. Kills an outfit. I like it.
And I'm bringing up the Jordan 13 because, of course, the Black Cat 13's releasing. If you've seen the Black Cats, they're all black, of course. Sleek, very nice. I like them a lot.
I'm happy, like, Black Hat's kind of easy colorway to design.
Just throw black on everything, all black, right?
But they seem to have like a little pop to them, which I like.
What's the pop?
That little holographic.
The hologram?
Yeah, the hologram. But then also the way the upper, it seems to shimmer a bit. Mm. Or maybe it's just the way people are taking their beauty shots.
I think it's 3M, right? I think it's 3M.
I didn't look into it. I just know that I liked how it looks.
I think it's 3M.
Like even the Black Cat 6.
Yeah.
That is a mean looking shoe, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like
anything all black can work, right?
I got rid of a pair of 6s.
Which ones?
Tell him.
I got rid of my Carmines.
Really?
Yeah.
What year?
CDP.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
That year.
But like...
I like the CDP one.
Mike, you always mentioned that the Carmines are your grail,
yeah.
One of your grails, but yeah. you were contemplating
getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys said, don't do it. There's other pairs you can get rid of.
Yeah. There's like other options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see the different alleys.
Yeah.
But like, that picture you posted, I love how yellow the sole is.
That's, yeah. I was okay with it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're technically jealous of Mike.
What? Why?
Because Mike has the sweet spot.
Oh.
Because his slate is clean. Like, he can go any direction he wants with his collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing
sweet spot.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Let's get into this. Okay. You didn't ask me a question. You pointed something out to me today while we were chatting.
Yeah.
And it was about, part of it was about your collection.
Yeah.
You want to let the people know, let the boys know what you were talking about?
Yeah, for sure. So, Chris and I were texting today, and I said to him that I feel like I'm in a constant struggle, and that struggle being that I see pairs that I loved at one point, and
back
I feel like, what's that?
Back in the day? Or shoes that are out now?
Back in the day, well, just like the shoes I have now, like the ones that are in my collection now.
Okay, sorry, Mike.
I feel like, this is what I said to Chris, okay? I will put you word for word here. I feel like it's a constant struggle. I feel like my sneakers are not good enough, even though at one time they were. Is this my want to fit in? I'm not really sure. Is this me outgrowing what I once liked?
And then tell them what emoticons you put. Heart, heart, heart.
Heart, heart, and a few eggplants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eggplants.
Yes!
No. So, well, do you guys hear what Mike's saying?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think it's number two.
What's number two?
I'm outgrowing them.
Yeah.
You're like that.
Style has changed.
Style has changed.
Yeah,
but like, when did you get them?
not that long ago, right? Because I'm the quote unquote new guy.
So what's not long ago? A year? 6 months?
No. Two years. We'll say 2 years.
2 years.
We'll go two years.
2 years is a long time within like sneaker talk.
Well, a lot of shoes come out in 2 years.
It's long, but it's kind of young at the same time. Cause like we have those old time loving shoes that we've had for so long that we're like, it's tough. Some of them are tough to get a part of, you know?
Okay. Like, look, the Penny 4 is retroing again. Like it's coming out. And to me, it's like, okay, I have a stock of Air Pennies in my closet, but I don't wear them as regularly as other sneakers, but it's part of a group of sneakers that I still like that I have like no intention of selling. But they're bringing it back, so it has to be in style still, or there still needs to be a market for it.
Yeah.
So like styles revolve and stuff. I don't see how in 2 years, like your style changes to the point where all your shoes become irrelevant.
Not necessarily all, but a good chunk.
So would you say you're easily influenceable? Because maybe this is why, and it's, I don't think, I don't see it as a bad thing.
No, I know that.
But you,
I wouldn't say easy, but
you're influenceable.
I'm learning to like different things a lot quicker and warm up to them a lot quicker than I would, you know, say back in the day.
Because that's exactly what happened to me. Like when, like, and this was a part of a big discussion. Like I became more easier to please, and to like, I was able to open my eyes to newer things more.
I think that's what was wrong with me. Like 2 years ago, I was very closed-minded. I saw what I wanted to see and I didn't want to see anything else. Right? Like I was all about, now that I'm taking pictures and stuff, I feel like I'm running out of shoes. I know I have 70 pairs of shoes in there.
Yeah. You don't know what to wear anymore.
70 pairs of shoes?
I have 70 pairs.
That's the sweet spot.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Like everything I have 70 pairs.
I'm jealous, man.
That's it.
So I feel like I've been taking pictures every day. I'm trying to be consistent, post every day. I go in there and I feel like I have nothing to shoot.
Well, okay. The ideal of wanting to take a picture every day is good.
It's awesome, man.
The thing about needing every picture to have a different sneaker, that is something you'll have to evolve
through.
Because you don't need to.
No, you could use the same thing, but so give a different approach, a different mood, a different setting, a different outlook.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's the same thing. So you can take that in the same way and apply it to how you're collecting, because your ideal was to sell your Carmines and maybe reinvest that money into something else that you also want.
Yeah.
While you have another 60 pairs in there that maybe don't holds as special of a place as the Carmines in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe get rid of some of those.
Yeah. But I feel like some might be
Carmines.
Okay. I won't sell my Carmines.
Promise.
Yeah.
Promise.
I promise.
Pinky swear.
You know, I wore them the other day, right?
Yes.
I decided to break them out and I wore them. They're a bit big because I bought them. I was a size 11 back then.
Now you're a size 8.
And now I'm a size 8. No, I'm kidding. But I just wore a bigger sock and they felt fine. Actually put a pair of insoles in.
Yeah.
I'm good. They fit good. But yeah, I just find like,
it goes back to the question that we had. Okay, would you want to have 100 pairs to wear forever?
Yeah.
Or only like 100 regular shoes to wear, or 10 freaking bangers?
Yeah.
And I think most of us said bangers.
Yep.
Because, and like, if you could, let's say you take one pair of sneakers and you take seven, for 1 week, that's all you wear, and you show me seven different photos of them, and all seven photos are like awesome.
And different.
I'll give you props for that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's a tall order.
Do it.
Do it?
Do it.
Okay. I mean, you go through your closet, and if you don't remember that it's in your closet I think it's okay to let go.
Let go?
Let go of the sneakers.
Like, I have some stuff in there that I won't let go of, like my first pair of Jordans, that kind of thing.
What's your first pair of Jordans?
It was the Pistons colorway of the...
Six?
No.
One.
One. Mid.
Oh, okay.
Bought it in Vegas.
The Piston 6 is nice. When you said Pistons, I'm like, oh shit, that's a good shoe.
He's like, he's got those?
Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, talking about Jordans, we got a little message this past week from one of our listeners, yeah. Jack Adam.
Shout out to Jack Adam.
Well, that's his username. I don't know if that's his full
Maybe his
name.
Name's Jack.
Maybe his name is... Let's call you Jack.
Maybe it's
Jack
Adam.
Wanted
Maybe it's
to Adam. Find out our opinion about the Jordan 3 wool.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, do you guys want like fresh opinion?
Let's get fresh the fresh eyes on it.
From Adidas boy.
Okay.
I like wool.
Me too.
Wool as a material? Yeah.
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 I think wool as a material is not seen enough. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You want to do the thing where...
Pros and cons?
Pros and cons.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So team pro. I don't care who's pro. Okay. Alex?
I'll be pro because like, I don't know shit about Jordans.
Do you like it? You want to go pro?
I do like it.
Okay. You pro?
I'm not a big fan.
You're not? Okay, we'll be con. Go.
I don't like it, Mike.
Come on, man. we'll hug it out later.
I like them. I love the color. I love the wool. I think it's very clean. Example with what I'm wearing today, I think I'd be able to rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monochrome, simple, and it's a tone. It's a nice tone of gray, I find. And I think that it's cool that the upper seems to be like one full like wool upper. Like there's no, like, I don't think it's mixed from the pictures I've seen.
There's no.
It's cool. Boom. White sole. That's it. That's all. And the shape is kind of like, is it a mid? Is it considered to be a mid? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so clean. I would cop it, honestly. Not at retail.
They're sitting, man.
I hope they continue sitting and I'll be able to snag them eventually. I'd wear them.
I find it's cool. I've seen an AQT, like there was a wool pack a couple weeks ago that came out in AQT support and a wool upper. Thought it was the coolest shit. So for me, it's like more wool. Nice.
Good.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not going to cop, but like this is just obvious, you know?
I'll get them.
But we talk about Nike. You're very close. You're so close, man.
He's on the edge. See, when I knew the Jordan 3 wool was coming out, I had in my head the Jordan 12 wool. You guys see that?
Yeah.
I wanted the... When I saw the shoe in hand, I went to a House of Hoops and saw the 3 in hand. I was kind of disappointed. Why? Because I wanted it... Before I saw it, because I didn't really look at pictures online, I wanted to see a darker wool. I didn't expect it to be that light. And I thought that the midsole was going to be white, not like an off-white.
Oh, it's off-white.
It's off-white. Okay. Yeah, it's not like a white-white.
You could edit that in your beauty pics.
Yeah, adjust that. But I love the model of the 3. I love the Jordan 3. It was just, the wool was too light for me.
Yeah.
And the off-white.
I'm sure just they're wasn't still work. Clean as hell.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Well, you've seen them.
Hold on. We're still on the con here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen them on foot though.
Yeah. Well, for my part, let's say I'm playing the con.
Con man.
Out of all the Jordan 3s that you can add to your collection, okay, let's say you're a Jordan 3 head. This in the line of all the Jordan 3s that have come out and that are slated to come out and that you could get, this is way down the line. Like you have all the original colors, like the white cement, the fire red, the true blues. And this comes way down the line, like black cement.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm not done. Mocha, you can hunt down older pairs with, for me, more iconic colorways to add to your collection before you add this Jordan 3 wool. What this Jordan 3 wool will be for you in terms of rotation wear, I don't see you a person wearing it every day.
Yeah.
Type deal. But you can wear a white cement every day. You can wear your true blue every day. That's why you can put it on the weight pile.
Yeah.
Like weight.
I could go now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So if it was a steal price, I would cop them instantly. You're saying the True Blues.
Yeah.
I would choose this over the last pair of True Blues.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I would. You take the wool over the True Blues.
No way.
I would.
No. No way.
The reason why is because I have cements, which are white. I have the blacks. So for that, if I want have a fit to go with the blacks, I'm check, done. If I want something white, I'm not going to wear True Blues. I'm going to wear the cements.
No.
And I'm not a fan of that.
It's different.
Red tongue. I'm not a fan of it flashes too much. Like with what I'm wearing today, wool. I wouldn't wear cements with this.
Are you wearing khakis?
Yeah.
No. I just don't see it. I don't see it holding a place in Jordan lore.
I understand the whole Jordan.
When you're down.
Jordan.
Would MJ wear it on court?
All the threes.
Yeah, but you can't see because his jeans are over his shoes, man.
But with my fit and the way I dress and whatnot, I would go with the wool. It just seems like more mature. I won't look like a 16-year-old kid wearing Jordans.
Gotcha.
You know?
See, but I see...
Like,
I'm
wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt. I'm gonna, like...
But I see, like, a 50-year-old man walking in that wants a pair of Jordans and grabs those.
I would take the Cyber 3.
Cyber Monday
3?
Those are really nice.
You know?
I like those.
So, look, even you knock the wool down one more spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot more threes that you can get before this one.
I like the gray. I like the wool. I like
that. Maybe if it were like a suede, I think that's what you were looking for, right? Because when you were talking about the wool not being dark enough and everything, in my head I was like, I think he wants suede. Mm. If it were like a gray suede.
On the 12, the wool on the 12s is so much darker.
Yeah.
Like so much darker. Stark picked him up.
And it's all gray. There's no, I think the outsole throws it off.
Yeah.
What color is the outsole? On the 12s.
It's all gray.
Oh.
Everything's gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a nicer gray.
I'd still get them. I'd still get the wool threes.
You're going to get them.
They're
dope. We'll see. Well,
I honestly don't think I'm going to get them.
No?
Unless I see them at like $100.
See, I see them sitting for so long that you find them in an outlet.
I don't know. Hopefully this helps Jack or really confuses him.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how Jack dresses.
If anyone else has like some opinions they're looking that we could speak about, go ahead, hit us up.
If there's a certain shoe you're looking at getting or you want to get or you want our opinion, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram at Sneaker Podcast.
I was actually talking to a dude, one of my clients, and I was actually thinking of letting go of my black Jordan 3s.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Doc Cement?
Yeah. When am I going to wear them?
Jeez. You can wear
this Black guy's gonna wear everything. Them.
No, you're hanging out with Alex a bit too much.
maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't worn those cements in like 4 years.
I get that. Okay. Yeah, but like, I think you're just not seeing how you could put a fit together to make it work. Because I don't own Black Cement 3s, but if I had a pair, I would do a lot of things with them. Like it would work. It works.
Maybe I'd wear them if I brought the shoe total down.
Yeah. Maybe. Then maybe
I don't see them. They're all the way up on the top of my shelf. Maybe that's
you got to change this position on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them within
reach.
Yeah. Reach, grasp.
So I think maybe the problem is you have these really cool shoes. I think you could do a lot with them, but for some reason you're unsure of what to do with them anymore, your Jordan 3s. I think maybe you're being bombarded with tons of like all the social media posts, everything that's on trend, everyone that's saying this is what the hot shit is. And this is what, it's just changing the way that we're looking at sneakers. I think we're being overwhelmed by all the information that we have access to these days.
Yeah, I think it's all old man Allen's fault.
Old man Allen. this guy's feed is so clean. Yeah. Like, he's good.
He's a shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's some days. Okay. You guys tell me if you ever feel this way. with everything that's going on in social media, with all the pictures that we see, everyone, all these videos of reviews and everything, everyone's telling us what's hot, what's not, what's the next big thing and everything. I sometimes just want to be a dude that likes sneakers. Meaning, I want to turn everything off, and I just want to be a simple dude that looks at sneakers and figures out what he likes and just like the sneakers. Like, I don't have to worry about the, will I be able to get them? Like, how, like, is the price going up? How much is resell? Like, how many people are going to want to resell? How many people are going to want to buy my shoes? Like, all that, factor it out and just be like, yo,
let me rock what I want to rock.
Let me rock what I want to rock. Let me go buy what I want to buy. If I want to think about it and be happy with what I have without having to just wonder whether the man next to me thinks that my sneakers are hot. I mean, do you guys get that sometimes?
Yeah. Do you want to do that without any outside influence?
Yeah. Like, turn it off for a bit.
Yeah.
I like, I go in with a blank slate. 2 days. I wore Air Max 95s 2 days in a row, and I don't remember the last time I did that. I wore my gray, all gray and yellow pair, and I wore the pair I posted today.
Okay.
I wore those yesterday, and it felt good.
Right?
It felt really good, honestly. Like, the whole day in them, I actually got some compliments, and I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm not wearing Boosts. Like, but then again, I'm like thinking that these people just have Boosts being fed to them.
Yeah.
But it's a dude that's not even into shoes. That's like, yo, nice shoes. And I'm like, man.
And that's what I want. 95s
feel good.
Yeah. I even got like someone, they're not into sneakers, and they were like, yo, I saw your pictures of this particular shoe, and they're like, I really like that shoe.
What shoe?
It was, it's a Jordan 4, the cool grays. But they, I mean, like, I don't wear them as often as I used to. And that was one of my top sneakers, like the Jordan 4 cool gray. And then just having someone from the outside say, yo, that's a cool sneaker. And I'm like, it is a cool sneaker. I go, why am I being influenced so much to the point where what I used to like, I think, Mike, like, you're thinking that your sneakers aren't hot anymore?
Yeah, or
They're not worthy of
not you. Good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I just want to turn it off. And maybe it's a matter of feeling comfortable with myself and saying, yo, it really doesn't matter what another person thinks about my sneakers. But then so much of wearing dope sneakers, hot sneakers, wearing dope fits, and the community that we live in and the world that we live in is all about kind of showing off. You know, like, yo.
It is. Yeah. Right? Showing off.
Yeah. Like our good Fred Frank would say, peacocking, right?
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah.
Would you say that would be similar to like back in the day? Because back in the day, you didn't have the social media reach that everyone has now, and you didn't have that influence. You know, it was more, you see a guy on the street, you give him respect kind of deal, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was more like, to be honest, I got into social media and sneakers with Adidas basketball.
Okay.
And it's stuff that you don't necessarily wear in the streets, you know, it's just to play ball in. And some models you could wear out in the streets, but you would never get, it's not like a straight up fashion lifestyle type of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a performance shoe. And the days of that are like,
gone.
Like basketball shoes is always being spoken in terms of they will look good on court. You know,
well, it's like the old Jordans, right? Like 1 through, say, 14, okay? Basketball shoes back in the day. Everyone would wear the basketball shoes. But now it's more, we've talked about this before, that it's, now they're seen as more of a lifestyle shoe than anything else. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think the whole retroing thing killed it for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think when they retro too much, it's cool to bring back once in a while.
Like, they're going to, what are they bringing out? They're bringing out a pair of Pure Money 4s
coming out again? Yeah.
The military force too.
Are you looking? Are you waiting for them to
motorsport force? Sorry.
Design something new. Like I'm waiting for a new design, like something to wow me.
Like your next Flyknit Racer type thing.
Your next Flyknit Racer, or like you know, like this the Air Force One Special Forces.
That was dope.
Yeah. Because it was a new design. And like for a guy that wasn't into Air Force One, to all of a sudden, boom, kickstart me into, yo, I got to look into these sneakers a bit more. Like that type of influence, I'm okay with. Like the, it wasn't hammered into my head that this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, this is our new design. Do you like it? And because they knew it was so good, everyone liked it.
Everybody's on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex, do you find it's the same way with Adidas? Like them retroing different stuff?
They haven't retroed much recently, I find. Like they've retroed the New York OG. Like from what I can remember. Because like, apart from that, the retro game has been kind of weak.
It's more like the remix game.
Yeah. Remix, yeah. It's the revamped. Yeah.
Was it like, and reinventing
in terms of
they're adding boost on the bottom of
stuff.
Remixing. That's, okay, that, okay. And that's coming like Superstars, Stan Smith. We've seen like the Iniki runner that's coming out soon.
Yeah. So sexy.
But this again, like my knowledge about the story like, behind the Iniki is kind of weak. So like I don't know like which style influenced them. We can definitely see that there's like this old approach to the shoe, but I think like the whole retro thing like was more of a 2014 thing for Adidas. Like I haven't really feel
okay. Like forget
no, it's not no, it's not true actually. There's been like tons of like the more casuals, like those old like flat soles, like
Stan Smiths.
No, like Countries, like. My God, Moonchins, like all of those like more spezial stuff.
Yeah.
They're like retro, but they're not like retro, like iconics, like the other brands are doing. So it's like, it's tough for me to kind of put an opinion on this.
Or just in terms of like, not because you don't necessarily deal with like being influenced by social media, maybe these days a bit more.
Yes.
But like, absolutely. How about, all the all the releases now are freaking hyped for you, like a lot of them, a lot more.
Yeah.
So all that noise, do you sometimes wish that? I know it's good for business, but like, do you sometimes wish that? Yo, I want to bring it back down to like purity and bring it back down to like base.
The brand is doing it nice for me, you know. Especially with the whole new AQT vibe that's coming, and it's the year of AQT. So for me, it's like, it's cool because at this moment in time where I was getting lost,
mm-hmm.
Adidas has pleased me. They're just like, yo.
Sick.
Yo, the Adidas guy, we got you, bro. Like, and I was like, yeah. Just okay. Like, AQT. And then even though like it's the newer shapes,
yeah,
you still have those amazing collabs coming out, like Colette Undefeated.
Yeah.
And then all of those other amazing consortium accounts that are going to work on, for sure, AQT silhouettes.
Gotcha.
So I'm pleased, you know? And I get to pick and choose of what I like, but definitely the influence has been real.
Okay.
I kind of place myself in the Hypebeast division.
Well, I'm a Hypebeast.
On my own.
Well, I love being Hypebeast, man.
It's cool.
So hyped. It's in the name. But like Mike, when you're talking about like you're not sure what to do with your collection in terms of like whether like where to go mm-hmm. with your collection, mm-hmm. which you should you just get rid of all the stuff that you don't want anymore or that don't feel like anymore, and then get new stuff. Did you plan on getting new stuff with it? Like let's say you sold like half of your collection, would you take that money and buy new sneakers?
I would, but I think I'd wait. I'd wait it out for something that I really like then rather than just go out and get whatever the hell, right?
Is there anything that you'd want to get that's already been released?
Yes. That EQT support the consortium concepts collab.
Concepts, okay.
Yeah.
Yo,
Yeah.
That is one.
And it would be easy.
Yeah, it would be easy to get.
It would be easy. Yeah.
Yeah. If I only sold my carmines. I'm kidding.
No, but so like, don't do it.
No, I promised him.
Part of the reason that I like decided to slow down on sneakers or like put some restrictions to myself is I wanted to remove the factor of, yo, I gotta get this one.
You want
to
figure out what you really want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you know, like my point of like the NMDOG was like, okay, first of all, colors, we've discussed about this. Price tag, we've discussed about this. Hype, we've discussed about this. Do I really want the shoe or not? From the get-go, did I really want the shoe or not? I was always like hesitating. Like, this NMDOG was in the catalogs. Like early 2015, like almost a year before it came out. And I remember being like, I had no clue what this was going to be, you know? And I was just like, oh, there's not enough detail on that shoe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like, and I had my opinion about it. And then it came out, and then the hype, and then the whole year buying an MD. And then, it's like, and then when it came back, I was like, okay, maybe I should get it. It's an OG. Would I really pay, would I really wear, would I really blah blah blah? And then I was like, yo,
but what? Your initial
opinion was the initial idea, and this is when I said nope. But then glad I kept this money, because there is something exciting that's coming out that I really want to invest in and enjoy, and I didn't like decided to drop the money for OG, so I'll drop it for this one, because this one is silhouette of the year, one to remember.
Whoa,
I get you.
In my opinion, this is like, I don't know what other brands have coming up. Maybe Adidas is more stuff coming down the pipe, but as far as a new silhouette, the AQT Advanced Future with the molded boost hole, like pink, like this, like power red. For me, this is like silhouette of the year for now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Today. That's it.
This is what I think. Yeah.
That's it. So I guess if you reduce all the noise, set up conditions where you can see clearly, and then figure out what you really want.
Because what, like you know, when I received the shoe, because like I told you guys, like I saw a pre-prod sample, sorry, and I was like, not sure. Like I tried it on, I was like, shit, that's really comfortable. The sample was too small, but I was like, wow, that's comfortable. Didn't really, it all happened quick when I was at the office, so I didn't really get to enjoy the shoe. But I remember that the second I received the shoe at the store, I messaged you guys and I was like, yo, there's something about this shoe. And then Chris came over, we took the pair, we went to shoot, and then I spent almost the whole day like looking at the shoe, trying to understand every single detail, and my opinion was made. This is a banger.
It's a dope shoe.
It's a really dope shoe. Yo, you're gonna flip. When you're gonna see it live, you're gonna flip.
Oh, I hope I score a pair, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. Voila. Yeah. So this is an example of me filtering down everything else. Because we've all seen sample pictures.
Yeah.
The dudes that get the earlies, whatever, like shots, these. But when I saw it live in my store, like opening the cartons, I was like, yo.
You must be like on like Christmas Day, Christmas morning.
This was Monday. Every time. So, you know, like I was telling my staff, yo, Garfield doesn't know shit. Because like Mondays are amazing. Monday was like, UPS rang at the door, 75 fucking cartons like from UPS. Every single box you open, AQTs.
Wow.
Hats, tees, parkas, pants, shoes, more shoes, more shoes, more shoes. I was so excited Monday because like this feels like heaven at work.
You needed extra underwear.
The
Calvin.
And it's funny, like I was sending pictures to Anna today, like, just to keep her in the loop with like products and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, have you tried everything on? And my, and my answer was like, I'm going in early tomorrow morning with an extra underwear to try everything on. Because it's amazing.
Talking about saving up and, you know, chilling on something and then going for something after, I think two episodes ago, last episode of season one of the podcast, we were talking about things that we were looking forward to in 2017. Is we've had a few weeks since then. Has anything else come up that you've kind of wanted to maybe pick up later on?
Yes.
Because I definitely have one.
Yes.
Yeah. What you got, Mike?
Motorsport 4s.
They're like white, blue, and black.
White and blue and black? Simple. Easy. I love it. And I don't own a pair of 4s, so.
You don't own 4s?
No.
What the heck,
dude,
man?
We've talked about this, that I wanted those Toro 4s for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And I never got them. And yeah, so.
We could make that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Toro 4s are easy.
And Alex, you probably can't say.
Yeah, and they're good.
No. What were you looking forward to?
That's like what I meant. Like, Kith you can't Ultra say.
Boost. Pardon?
Kith Ultra Boost.
Kith Ultra
Kith
Boost.
Ultra Boost.
Oh, yeah. Like you want to find some.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The hunt begins.
No, just because, yeah.
Well, the hunt began.
Yeah, the hunt begins.
Yeah. Chris is probably going to pull out a pair now.
So I got, I was able to get a pair of Kith Ultra Boost. You're like the only guy clapping.
That's okay.
No, I'm because clapping that, in my mind.
No, because
Alex is frozen right now.
I'm eggplanting.
The reaction to the reaction to me getting this pair is part enjoyment, part people happy for me, and part people mad at me. Maybe well, not mad at me. Just okay.
Like,
you know,
like fuck you, you got them.
More like jealous.
Yeah, like people are like.
Okay, so.
Salty.
Chris, it's cool because like I feel now, even though I don't know shit about the resale like stuff, Chris, whenever like something has to go down Adidas wise, he messages me. I'm sure he messages all of us, but whatever, like when he messages me and he asks me something about Adidas, I'm like, for that specific transaction,
it was too easy.
Yo,
no, the thing was okay, this is why I, so let's say I have a trade in my head or being offered to me and it involves an Adidas shoe, and the reason I hit up Alex is not to get like, yo Alex, do these values match up? It's to gauge the importance of the Adidas sneaker that's involved in the trade within the world of sneakers. Yeah. So I go, yo, Alex, how important do you think this sneaker is in terms of being an Adidas sneaker and being in the world that we are?
My reaction.
Well, for this pair, yeah. But sometimes it's like, nah, forget it. But yeah. Like, that's why I go to Alex. Okay.
No. Because I'm like super rational.
And yeah.
You know? So like, it's either I'll be like, meh, or I'll be like, hell yeah, do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then sometimes one, I'll debate with him and I'll say, well, this is my reasoning for maybe going through with this trade. And he'll be like, okay, I see your point. And like, I'll go to a Klo for like valuations and stuff like that. I go, would you do this for that, for this? And then he'll hit me with a couple of questions and then boom. It's just.
And then we go for breakfast.
Trade yeah, machine.
Yeah. And then we yeah, just, it's basically yeah. trade machine. Yeah. But
and then I go cry in my bed.
Yeah, this or one.
Klo will just
yeah,
give up.
Meh. When I traded for the Kith UB, the first reaction from the guys was more like, damn, or damn it, or okay, fine, then I won't get it.
Oh, I was super happy. I was like, yes, at least one of us got it and it's locked down and
you know
I
what?
A little less weight on my shoulders, but I still want it. But
no, mate.
I felt good.
I win. In the sense that he has a pair.
Yeah.
And he's my
someone
size.
Wins.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. What you were going to say, Mike, is yeah. real. Like, the crew wins.
Yeah.
But he's my size. So I get to try his size to see if they're the right fit so that I know what
you know
size
for sure.
to hunt
yeah.
for now.
Yeah. True that.
Unless
true
he
that.
Doesn't want to let me try it on.
There's like, dude, there's like sneakers where I'm like, I think that. If I get them in hand and I'm like, I'm not 100% in love with them.
You got Alex.
Yeah, I can like pawn them off to Alex.
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So like, this is like the win. This is a huge win.
Yeah. The Kith UB's. Yeah, so the Kith UB importance in Adidas lore. What do you think, Alex?
Yo. First of all, Fi, you're the man, dog. Like.
Yeah.
Shout out to you Ronnie. Listen to the pod.
We know he listens to the pod.
Yo, yeah. Fi, you're the dude, man. Second of all, the execution, the work, the design, the ideas behind the shoe is amazing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Like, just the captions of his photos for the shoe on his own account sold me the shoe. Like, so go make your research, find out. Second of all, Ultra Boost, mid.
Yeah.
Like, this is a
first of its kind.
First of its kind, maybe the own of its kind. Like, have we seen any other Ultra Boost mids? We've seen the
Pure Control.
Pure Control.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But that's not an Ultra.
It doesn't come close.
Yo, doesn't have a cup. So, like, yo, we've seen City Sox. Does that mean we're going to see tons of, like, Ultra mids? Who knows? Yeah. Like, who cares? Because this, yo, the amount of work and design behind this thing.
Do you remember the first pick, that ugly, cheap-ass ghetto pick?
Yeah. It was like dull. Yeah. The picture was dull. Yeah. The colors were dull.
I was sold. I was sold.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
You know when I got sold? I got sold when his stories, like his IG stories.
IG stories, yeah.
When he was like just posting about like Aspen and the whole thing. And that was like, ugh.
Hey, we, man.
And then the
trail.
But
the trail.
Trail.
The trail.
Yeah, trail response.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Yeah. No. It's just gangster.
And it's amazing. Like, yeah, that versus the shoe that I traded. The shoe that I traded has some value to it, but in terms of rarity, I think this, the Kith UB, was harder to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just
the line,
freaking happy.
Like,
it was an easy trade. I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Like, technically, yes. Like,
once I had made up my mind to go forward with the trade, I was extremely happy. Yeah. So
did it take
nothing
you long?
Else? Nothing. Not really.
No.
From the time that I found out that a Kith UB in my size was available for trade or possibly trade, from that moment to the moment where I decided in my mind, okay, I'm gonna do it, was maybe within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And at that point, I was like super happy. And then crossing my fingers hoping that the deal would go down. And once it was accepted, I was like super happy.
And then we went for breakfast.
Yeah.
I would trade.
Yeah.
A lot of I got so much stuff up for trade for that shoe, and I would do it.
It's this kind of shoe that's making me like, I would give to charity 20 of my shoes, like to get this pair.
And then pay. For
Pay retail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. I would be up for something like this. Like, I would be up to, like...
Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
I totally get you.
Oh, my God.
It's the same ideal that, let's say, okay, so maybe you don't want to feed the whole resale game or whatever, but let's say you have 10 pairs of shoes that you're not too hot on anymore, Mike.
Should I go into the closet?
And then there's this one shoe that's being sold at resale. Normally, you wouldn't pay this type of money for it. But if you take those 10 pairs and you sell them for like $50 each, that's $500, man.
I'm almost there.
You know?
I got rid of a pair of Carmines.
So there you go.
In this logic, this is how I got my Chocolate Browns that I ended up paying retail.
Yes, sir.
You know? Exactly.
So
retail.
Pretty.
Like, I paid retail.
Exactly. Yep.
I resale. I paid resale retail.
No, you paid retail.
I paid retail, technically, you know?
Yeah.
Because of that thinking.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Chris.
If anybody has a size 8, hit us up.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Yeah. Either one of us, because they're going to Chloe. Or maybe sure I'll fit into them.
He hasn't tried them on.
No, I haven't tried them on.
What?
I'm not picking up any new shoes. Like, I'm not buying any new shoes for a bit. John. I'm like extending this pickup for like months. Like, this pickup has to last
me
months.
I'll try them on.
I really think you're going to try them on before he does.
Oh, fuck. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think this is a great way to start.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
that's it?
Yeah, let's wrap things
up. Okay.
But
can I do it?
Yeah, do it.
I think this is a great place to wrap things up.
Is that how it sound, really?
Yeah.
Is that
this has been episode 2 of season 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D. Mike, where can people find you?
People can find me at On Air with Mike T.
Christopher, where can people find you?
At Christopher.chu, C-H-I-U.
What about you, Chloe?
You can find me at Clorel.
You can find me at Suji Cyphersons, and you can also follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Oh, shit. No, okay, Mike.
You want me to do it? Yeah, yeah, okay. You can find us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at The Sneaker Pod. Make sure you download us on Podbean, on iTunes, on Google Play. We are everywhere. Chris, you got something to say?
Yeah, sorry. Can I throw out a shout out?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Even if I can, I'm going to do it, fuckers. Yeah, I want to shout out to Lexington Ave. Calgary.
Shout out to Lexington Ave.
Yeah, yeah.
Since your dope hat makes you look
There's like a dope hat that I'm wearing.
I like that.
It's cool. I don't wear hats off that often, but this one looks good on me. Yeah, God damn.
And nice. Shout out to our boy Calby.
Yeah, shout out to Cal. Shout out to Gabe.
Yo, Gabe. Shout out, man. I hope you get those white-mentioning QTs, man.
Yeah.
And if you want to reach out to us and get our opinion on a certain sneaker, make sure you reach out. Send us a tweet. Send us something. Send us a message on IG. We will catch you back here next time. It's going to be in 2 weeks' time. We're going to get you on that every 2 weeks binge. So we're going to go from there. Until then, this has been episode 2 of season 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. We will catch you back here next time. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Keep it funky.